strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And because I am a glutton for punishment, I am still, in fact, on the road. So, and also still guestless. So many updaters were in Philly that they're having trouble catching up with the feeds and all the travel and stuff happening. So not to worry, though. I've got you covered. We're all good. So we're going to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And we're going to have some fun. I know, you know, people, they're still not always super happy about what's been happening on these feeds. But we've got some fun stuff to talk about here. So let's get into it. It was day 49 in the house, day 49. And I can tell you that despite the fact that I'm still on the road, I am better rested than I was in the last few days. Slightly better rested, maybe more than slightly better rested, not all the way rested. I'm still not like peak Taryn performance, just like I think maybe some of these people in the house are not, you know, at peak performance either, but we're here and we're going to talk about everything going on. Day 49 in the house. Adam is HOH. The plan as of the day before was that Adam was going to put Esty and Damien on the block and pretend that he was going to backdoor Mark. So there you go there. And we have in the morning, Adam talking to Dane about this plan. Dane seems to be a little more on this side of like, hey, what if we put up, say, Mark? What if we did put Mark up on the block? I don't know. Dane seems to be pushing the Mark on the block thing a little bit harder than I would expect, or that, you know, somebody would expect if Dane was completely loyal to Mark. I think there's a part of Dane that feels like, hey, if I was able to keep both Damien and Esty in the house and get rid of Mark, who is a threat for winning competitions, I wouldn't completely mind that. I wouldn't be completely against that. But as of right now, Adam's still not super into the idea. Adam does, though, tell Dane about the fact that, hey, guess what?
I was the secret assassin. I did all the secret assassin stuff.
Adam, rule number one of being a secret assassin is that nobody can know that you're a secret assassin. Nobody, sure. First of all, if you're an assassin, you don't tell people you're an assassin. That's no good. Second of all, if you're a secret assassin, you definitely shouldn't tell people that you're a secret assassin. That said, as Nikki points out in the chat, they already knew anyway, so it's probably a good idea to go ahead and let Dane know, because the more he keeps it a secret, the more it's like secrets are between them. But still, could you imagine being an assassin, being like, hey, guess what? You know that person, you know that woman that just got murdered, sent to the jury of purgatory. Yeah, that was me. very silly. Okay. So that's going on there. Kira is going to have a conversation with Adam. They're going to talk about him, about the plan with him to backdoor Mark. Kira doesn't like the plan because Kira would prefer if Mark was just put straight on the block, because that's why not? There's only seven people, eligible to play. there's seven people in the House, so there's only six people eligible to be picked for the veto. Two of them are nominated, which means only one person is the bottom line here. Only one person is not playing in the veto, apart from Adam himself. And so the idea that you're going to backdoor somebody is kind of difficult. There's not much of a chance that they're not going to play in the veto. So why not just put him straight on the block? Kira is concerned because Adam's going to ruin his relationships with people like Esty and Damien if he puts them straight on the block. They're concerned that they'll be mad if he does that, which is, you know, kind of fair. I think that if the plan really was to get Mark out of the House, if the fiction that Adam and the pretty boys are sort of trying to get across was true, that the entire House is against Mark, I actually don't hate the idea of leaving him off the block. Why not? They're concerned that he gets picked and wins anyway, but if he was going to win anyway, then he was going to win and take himself down, and there's no difference really. Maybe you can leverage some bonds by saying like, hey, I'm not going to put you on the block. I think that there's definitely value in Adam going to Damien and being like, dude, remember last week I saved you, or I was trying to save you. Like, I had your back. I'm going to have your back this week too. I'm not going to put you on the block. I do think there's value in that. But obviously that's not the real plan anyway. And the real plan right now is for these two to remain on the block and for one of them to leave. Still a little bit unclear on which one that would be. And we'll talk about that and why that is a little bit later. But Kira says, hey, you know what? Just talk to Dane. Dane knows that Mark should go on the block. I had a conversation with Dane where Dane was saying that Mark should go on the block. So listen to him. Talk to Dane. He knows what's up. Kira and Dane's relationship is continuing to evolve. They're getting closer to Dane. They're starting to trust Dane with more information. It's something that should definitely be watched out for here moving forward in the game. So Adam is going to have a bit of a pretty boy meeting here with Mark and Anthony. And Adam is still kind of like, okay, let's discuss what's happening. Mark, you don't want to be put on the block. And Mark is like, no. And Adam's like, well, you know, this is great. This is great. We're talking. We're having conversation. We're discussing plans and options, and we're all having an equal voice. Man, wouldn't it have been great if this is what happened last week? Wouldn't it be terrible if I went up to you, Mark, and said, hey, I'm putting you on the block. That's it. No questions asked. And Mark is like, nah. He says that, you know, like, so this is the plan. Anthony at this point is kind of pushing for Kira to go on the block. This is, one of the things throughout the morning was that, hey, why not put Kira on the block? I don't know where this is coming from with Anthony. If he's potentially trying to get them out of the House, I actually think that would be Anthony's best move. If I'm being honest, if he could somehow get Kira up and out this week, that would be major, because they're one of the, I think for Anthony, either Esty or Kira, Kira would be great. Esty would also be great. But Kira would be good, because taking out Kira or Esty is valuable for Anthony, because it removes one of the final two goats, so to speak, one of the people that everyone is trying to take down toward the end of the game. Kira is essentially Adam's piece. Esty is Dane's. And I think that Kira is the more dangerous one, especially toward Anthony, in terms of winning a potential competition, and in terms of just being on to Anthony's game, being willing to strike at Anthony over Dane or Adam, whereas Esty, I think, would go after Adam. I think Kira would go after Anthony down at the final four, three, whatever. So So that's why I think that it actually would be pretty good for Anthony to take Kira out if he can. And so he is pushing a little bit for Kira to go on the block. I don't know what the extent of where this is coming from or what his ultimate plans are with this, but it's going to be shut down for the most part here by Adam, who is like, I really don't want to do Kira. Why would it have to be Kira? And Anthony, he tries, but Adam is basically like, no, it's, I would prefer not to do that. I would prefer to do Esty and Damien, and they do eventually accept that plan from Adam. And then they start talking more about like the storyline and how we're going to, you know, talk about how we're going to do this, how we're going to convince people of all the things and all of that stuff. So, Anthony is giving Adam advice on like, this is what you're going to do. This is what you need to say. And Adam at one point is just like, can you just talk for me, Anthony? This is basically what you're doing. Anthony, you know, we were talking a lot last week about how Anthony's stock was in free fall, but he has recovered a little bit this week in the same way that people say, and I know I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the same way that people say that Adam's social game has improved since Sam has left, Anthony's game has improved since Corey left. Just a little bit. He's definitely on the way back up, I think. And part of that is because Adam is keeping him safe. And part of that is because he has placed himself in a good spot. Being bad at competitions can be a very, very valuable asset. And that asset is working very well for Anthony right now. So don't count him out. Don't count him out. So we then have Adam and Esty. After the after all of this, you know, planning, Adam is going to go to Esty and let her know we got a backdoor in play. We're gonna backdoor Mark, but that means that you're going to go on the block because here's the problem. I made a deal with Anthony in the HOH competition. It was down to Adam and Anthony. He says I made a deal with Anthony. I can't put him up. I want to stick to my word. I've been working, you know, closely with Dane. He's had my back. I've had his back. He's kept me off the block. I want to do the same for him. I don't want to put Dane on the block. That leaves Esty, Damien, and Kira as the only potential people to put on the block as pawns to backdoor Mark. Obviously, you know, he likes Esty, he likes Damien, but he's been working with Kira longer, so that leaves Esty and Damien. Esty, obviously not super into this plan, would prefer to see Mark just go straight up on the block and for her to not even touch it. She's concerned about, like, you know, am I going to have to go through a whole another week being on the block? It's, you know, it's stressful, so on and so forth. But, you know, what can you do? And she is, of course, worried that what if Mark ends up still getting picked and then he wins the veto? And, you know, it's like, well, what if he wins the veto if he's on the block? Like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. So that's happening there. Dane is going to go to Mark and Anthony because Esty is then going to start to run around, and Dane is concerned that this is too obvious. And I think this is another part of Dane trying to potentially get Mark on the block here, is that Dane is saying to Mark and Anthony, like, hey, they're already telling me, like, if he really doesn't put Mark up on the block, then it's obvious they're working together. But Mark and Anthony are unswayed. They're like, no, we can finesse this. We can make this happen. Don't worry about it. They eventually kind of plan this pseudo house meeting where it's everyone in the room except for Mark, and they're all in there and basically trying to discuss, we want Mark out of the house. How do we go about doing that? It's very strange because Anthony is in the room, and Anthony is like, yeah, you know, I mean, I've gotten close to Mark over the last few weeks, but you know, like, I get it, right? Like, I have people in this house, you know, I've relationships in this room that have lasted much more than a couple of weeks. So I would definitely use the veto on people to backdoor Mark. And it's like, it's this whole farce, right? It reminds me of in Survivor South Pacific when when Coach had the hidden immunity idol, and you know, then Brandon Hance needed to know that they had it, so they staged an entire situation where they find the idol because they hadn't told him previously. It's very much like is of that ilk, where they're trying to just like play act this house meeting where they're deciding what to do, and Adam is trying to pretend like he's not sure about what's happening, and you know, he's like, well, so what do I do? Who should I put up? How should I go about doing this? And Dane is in there play act. Oh, I'll do it. I volunteer as tribute, Adam. If you're going to backdoor Mark, I'll volunteer to go up on the block. You know, really just trying to get his brownie points in with Damien and Esty, knowing that Adam is of course not going to put him on the block. And it's really just this whole thing is an awkward affair, especially from our perspective, knowing that it's fake. It seems very obvious. I don't know how much Esty or Damien really were catching on, but it doesn't seem like they did really catch on that much. They all seem pretty convinced that Mark is, in fact, the backdoor target. They didn't seem to realize this was not really a true house meeting. So for as bad as it looked to us, it seems to have been kind of effective in some regard. They were definitely annoyed, but of course they were annoyed. They're going on the block. So I don't know. This could have done better. This could have been done better, I'll say. But, you know, when you're working with Damien and Esty, like, you don't have to be better, I guess. I don't know.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show.
So, I mean, ultimately, Kira says, you know, it's risky. I think this plan is risky, but you know what, Adam, if this is what you want to do, if you're scared of Mark winning the veto, I get it. I get why you want to do it. So there you go. Kira is going to have a conversation with Dane afterward where they talk about how the plan should be Damien goes on the block next to either Mark or another pawn, and they backdoor at Mark or whatever. But if Mark wins the veto, they both agree, Dane and Kira, that Damien should leave. Damien is the most exposable, most disposable. So Kira and Dane seem to be votes against Damien. We know from the day before that Anthony and Mark are more on board with taking out Esty. Obviously, Adam, I think, would be more on board with taking Esty out as well. However, his closer allies in Kira and Dane both want Damien out at this point, or at least it seems like it. So Adam might be in a tricky spot there in the middle if it comes down to it, having to decide between his closer allies, his own interests, and the persuasion of Anthony. So that'll be interesting to watch if this ultimately plays out the way that it might be going here. Also, of course, Dane might just be giving lip service to Kira's ideas, but obviously I think it is in Dane's best interest to keep Esty around for the time being. So Dane has a conversation with Esty, and Esty lets him know that Adam told her she was going up on the block and all of that good stuff. He says, if I win the veto, I'm taking you down. Hands down, no questions about it. Of course, I'm going to take you down. And then, you know, ultimately, if things go the wrong way and Mark stays safe, you know, he's gonna do what he can to keep her safe, which would mean Damien probably leaves. At which point, Esty's like, you're not just like trying to take out all my allies, right? Like, you're not secretly controlling the whole game and like taking out all my allies so that I only have you to rely on, right, Dane? He's like, oh yeah, you caught me. That's what I'm doing. Really though. that was a funny moment. They have a lot of funny moments today, actually. I feel like Esty deep down has always known. Like, ever since she had that conversation with Kiki weeks and weeks and weeks ago, where they're like, wow, it'd be really smart if the guys were all working together, right? And they're like, yeah, probably not though. I think she has on some level deep down known
what's been happening and has just been repressing it because she doesn't want it to be real. And like, but she knows it's real, but like she knows that confronting it is would be difficult and would probably send her home. So she's just been like hanging on to the safety in the house. And so she's making these jokes with him, like, cause she knows. And now that it's coming closer to the time when she's actually going to be exposed because of it, and she's going to potentially be left by the wayside. Now she's starting to joke around about like, hey, are you guys working together? Hey, are you trying to take out my allies? And at this point, it's far too late. So it's just an interesting dynamic here with Esty. This is something else we have to talk about. But first, I have a question here from Tammy. Tammy asks, if Adam did not feel safe enough to throw this HOH to Anthony, then why does he feel safe enough to keep him in the game moving forward? Now, okay, this is a good question. I know that, again, there's a lot of talk here about Adam and his decision to keep Mark and Anthony safe for the time being, and whether or not that's a good move. Certainly a lot of people don't like it from an entertainment standpoint, but I saw Brent talking about like, Adam's doing the right thing game wise, but from my perspective, entertainment wise, I hate it. And so I refuse to like it. And I have to agree with that sentiment. I do think this is the right move for Adam game wise, in terms of like thinking about it. I did want him to take a shot at Mark because that would give him an opportunity to potentially win out from that point forward, because I do think that Mark is potentially a threat moving forward in the competitions. However, looking at it, especially from Adam's perspective and especially from the perspective of anybody can win these final comps, I don't want to fall into the same trap I did in Big Brother Canada 6, where I assumed that the people who hadn't won comps before couldn't win them. If Adam takes out Mark here, then that leaves Esty and Damien 100% going after Adam in the next HOH. If Esty or Damien win the next HOH, there's nobody left to go after. They're not targeting Kira and Anthony over Adam. It's just not going to happen. They've already expressed the fact prior to this week that if Mark won the veto, or even if Mark didn't win the veto, even if they just had the opportunity and Mark was still in the house, they might still backdoor Adam. Leaving Mark in the game leaves somebody for those people to target. And not only those people, but also Dane, because Dane is also somebody that Adam needs to watch out for. And if Anthony and Mark are a tight pair together with Mark as still a competition threat on the horizon, then Dane still has somebody that he needs to focus on beyond just Adam. Because I think if Adam takes out Mark for Dane, that's wonderful for Dane's game. And then Dane can take out Adam next week and Dane wins the game hands down. Nobody can touch him at that point. So when you can see that the incentives for self-interested players lead to them evicting you in the next week if you do something, then you have to start considering other options. And so I do think that keeping Mark around here, not only as hopefully he doesn't come after me, which is another thing that's going on here, that if Adam keeps Mark and Anthony safe, it could potentially mean that they're not coming after him. And even so, they might stay true to the Pretty Boys. That's great for Adam. Even if they don't stay true to the Pretty Boys, they might go after Dane first. That's great for Adam. And then even if they were coming after him, at the very least, Mark and Anthony together, and Mark in particular, remains a threat, a target ahead of Adam. So I do think this is probably the best move here, and the execution has been pretty decent so far. So we'll have to see where it plays out from here. Definitely not what I wanted from this. I definitely wanted to see the retribution. But at the same time, I do think that this could lead toward, you know, some interesting things. And this, you know, we do have to continue to talk about, like, if the Pretty Boys get to the final four, you know, that is in many ways like Big Brother history. You know, and that's interesting in and of itself. Something I've been talking about with some of the people in Philly was that Big Brother Canada doesn't have much of a legacy in terms of like great gameplay. And you know, the Pretty Boys are the Pretty Boys, but at the very least, like this is something that contributes to the history of Big Brother Canada. And even if we're not enjoying it in the moment, I do think that there's something very valuable to like having a
like a cornerstone. Is that the right word? Like this, this big moment in Big Brother Canada history that will always be referred to. That is just like this big thing that happened. And I think it helps, keep the show healthy for the long term, that, that there are these big things that can happen. Milestone. Thank you. Like I said, not fully, not peak performance, Taryn, quite yet. But anyway, those were just some random thoughts there. And honestly, they're random thoughts because I don't want to have to talk about this next thing here. All right, here we go. May asks another question. If the Pretty Boys make it to the final four, who would take who to the final two? There is a conversation yesterday that is more about this. And so I can just quickly skip ahead to it here. Mark and Dane have a conversation about how Anthony is very, very dangerous to take to the final two because he's so good at speaking. This has been talked about before. Mark also points out that Anthony is very dangerous to have in the jury house because Mark says Anthony is so good that if he's in the jury, he's going to convince them to vote however he wants them to. So that's another thing that they're considering at this point in time. And they also are starting to talk about Adam as a potential jury threat. Now, this might be lip service because we heard just a couple of days ago from Dane that he felt like Adam had a terrible social game and that he can't get many votes in the end. But with Mark, he's saying, oh, Adam can beat anybody in the end. I think this is because Dane, if Mark stays in the game, wants to groom Mark as a final two goat for him. And if he can convince Mark to take him, then that's great as well. So I don't know exactly how Dane feels about Adam, but I think he would definitely at the very least prefer to take Mark over Adam. If he had to choose between Adam and Anthony, I don't know what he would do, but I am inclined to believe he would take Adam despite what he might tell Mark. So, you know, keep that one. We'll have to. I don't even know if he knows at this point. He might not have made that decision yet there. So when it comes to Mark or Dane, when it comes to Adam or Dane, who would Mark take? Nikki points out in the chat that she thinks Mark would take Adam over Dane. I do agree with that. I think that Mark sees Dane as the bigger threat. Again, especially with Anthony and Mark's ear constantly talking about how terrible Adam is at the game, I do think that Mark thinks he can beat Adam. I think that Mark is definitely giving Dane lip service when it comes to saying like, oh yeah, I think Adam can beat anybody. I think Mark takes Adam over Dane. When it comes to Adam or Anthony from Mark, I'm not quite as sold yet. Again, we know that Mark knows how dangerous Anthony can be, but he also just like is in love with Anthony. So I don't know. I actually think he might take Adam over Anthony. I think he might feel like that's his big Netta moment to take Adam over Anthony and win the game. That's just my guess. He said he came into the game wanting to betray his allies. And so I feel like it's just in his heart. That's my read on him, but I'm not sure. Anthony, I do believe would take Mark. I think Anthony would take Mark over any of the other two guys. And I think he would beat him. If he had to choose between Adam and Dane, I feel like he would take Adam, but I think he also might take Dane. I think Anthony is not concerned with who he can beat. I think he's a little bit Ricky from Big Brother Celebrity 2. I think he cares more about who was most loyal to him, and he thinks he can beat any of them. So I think he'll take Mark first, and then thinking about it, and with that reasoning, I do think he would take Dane over Adam because I think that he will feel like he just doesn't like Adam and he doesn't want him in the final two. He thinks he can beat whoever he takes, so he's going to take Dane because Dane was more loyal. That's my read on him right now, but again, this is all subject to change at this point, but there you go. Adam, I do think, would take Dane because he's all about the legacy. And then I think he would take Mark. I think Adam does not take Anthony. All right. There you go. That was fun, right? But now we have to talk about the Marsha task. Dane is going to get the Marsha task here, and it is that he needs to, I guess, put his teeth in things, get his teeth in other people's mouths. I don't know. This seems unsanitary in a lot of ways, and it seems like, I don't know, if you have a task that if Dane was just doing this on his own, like, there'd be TMZ articles about it. It probably shouldn't be a task, right? Like, this is gross. Dane, he like puts his teeth into Kira's tea or something, you know, and he convinces Esty to put his teeth in her mouth. Then he pretends that he baked his teeth into some cookies. We're going to see it on the show. So, yeah, you don't need to know much more. You'll see it and you'll be grossed out then. So, Esty did catch him laughing about it though. That was kind of a funny moment. All right. So moving on, Esty is going to talk to Dane some more. And this is, again, Esty is talking to Dane about hey, you have some secrets, right, Dane? Right. I had some secrets. I'll tell you my secret if you tell me your secrets. I had an alliance with Kiki. We had a name. What do you think the name was? He's like, I don't know. It has to do with young things. And we did finger guns. And he was like what? Like baby killers? Like, what are you saying? Like young blood. We called ourselves young blood. Like, oh. Well, that's annoying. Why'd you have a final two with her and not me? And she's like, no, tell me your secrets. Who, what are you doing? He's like, I don't have any secrets. You know everything. That's not happening. She says, no, I think you have an alliance with Adam and Anthony, and it's called the Bros. That would be what Esty named an alliance of bros. The Bros. So, yeah, like I said, I think that Esty knows and has been just repressing that information within herself. Damien and Esty are, in fact, going to be nominated for eviction here. And when the feeds come back, Anthony is going to be talking with Mark, and he is going to talk to some other people as well, that he's going to push this narrative that Mark is mad, that Mark is like, I'm not stupid. I see what's happening. I'm being backdoored. He's like, Mark, go say that. And then Anthony goes, he talks to, I think it was Esty. He was like, yeah, Mark just came up to me and said, I'm not stupid. I see what's happening. I'm being backdoored. So more scripts from Anthony. Kira's going to do some stuff later in the night. They're going to talk to Adam. Then they're going to talk to the cameras and talk about Adam and how they're lucky that Sam told Adam to be loyal to Kira. They're very glad that that they have Adam in the game because he is basically the ideal meat shield for the most part. And he will be protecting them. So that's great. I think he's more loyal to the pretty boys. They also are going to have some more conversations with Esty about, they've been trying to bond with Esty for the last few days. They talk about Anthony and how annoying he is. And Esty says, yeah, I haven't forgiven Anthony for voting me out. Don't worry about it. And then they will have another conversation with Anthony where, they just more of the same in terms of, Anthony being Anthony and Kira being Kira and them talking about, being hurting each other and cheating on each other and guilt tripping and manipulating. And it's a bunch of nonsense. It's like they're in a relationship at this point. It's like, remember at the start of the season when Sam and Adam were in a lot of fights and I was just like, there's another Sam and Adam fight. That's Kira and Anthony at this point. It's another Kira Anthony thing. It's just weird. It's like weird conversations that nobody was ever meant to see. Nobody ever wants to see those conversations. Maybe some people do. Maybe some people do. I don't. Sometimes I do. The first time I do. It's when they're repeated a lot that I get like, okay, I've seen this before. Because that's what people do. They just have the same conversations over and over. Nobody gets it. Just resolve the conversation. I can't resolve it. All right, that's basically what's going on in the house. If you have any other questions about either what happened yesterday during the day or about potential future speculation, we can discuss a couple of things before we wrap this up here. But that's really what's going on. Moving forward into the veto, Dane would love to not be picked. And definitely would not like to win the veto. So Dane is not trying to win the veto. Nikki wants to know, will Anthony try to win the veto if he is picked? That's a good question. Anthony did discuss potentially winning the veto, I think. And then he was telling people that he would use the veto on them in that big house meeting. And so my guess is that he wouldn't want to win the veto because then he would have to, like, not use it after saying he would, or he would use it and force Adam to put up Kira. Maybe he feels like that's an option. Maybe he feels like if he wins it and then uses it, he can convince Adam to put up Kira, but that could backfire. Probably not, but it could. So he might try for it. You've got Adam, who is not playing. You've got Kira, who will gun for it. Esty and Damien will both gun for it. And Mark. Mark will, of course, gun for the veto. Mark winning is the ideal, so says the Pretty Boys. And if Mark won it, he might also use it again to try to maybe force Adam's hand and put up Kira, especially if he uses it on Damien. I could see Anthony and Mark if like trying to win it and then then trying to bargain with Damien, use it as a peace offering with him, take him down, force Adam to put Kira up on the block, ensure that they get either Kira or Esty out. That'd be great for them. So I definitely see that happening. And yes, as Nikki and Pablo point out in the chat, they have talked about Mark winning and using it on Damien. But like I said, I think Anthony might also try to win and use it on Damien if he can. So, who do I think will be in danger for the double eviction if Esty or Damien leave first? I think that the other one is going to be in a lot of danger. If Damien leaves, Esty will be in danger. If Esty leaves, Damien will be in danger. I think Mark will still be in danger. Mark could definitely be in trouble. And of course, Adam would be in some trouble. But I don't think he'll be in a lot of trouble. I think that he'll be in trouble from whoever stays, Esty or Damien. But other than that, I don't think Mark or Anthony will target Adam. I think they will, if they betray the Pretty Boys, they will target Dane. If they don't betray the Pretty Boys, they will target either Esty, Damien, or Kira, whichever are still left in the house. So, and obviously if Kira wins the double, Kira's not targeting Adam. So I think that, that the non-Pretty Boys are in the most amount of danger. Of the Pretty Boys, I think Mark is in the most danger, followed by Dane and Adam, and I think Anthony is still the safest person in the house. It's his end game that he needs to worry about. Katie wants to know, do you think Anthony really wants to send Kira out on Adam's HOH to piss Sam off and make Corey happy? That could definitely be one of his motivations if this is in fact what he's trying to do. He definitely wants to He got into a whole fight with Kira just to be like, that was for you, Corey. So maybe there is part of this that is some revenge. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. There you go. There you go. Was the twist last week a way to save Damien? I don't think so. I think it was just it happened to be that timing. I think it's a coincidence. Like I said, if they intentionally timed things out to work out the way they wanted to, then the previous like five twists this season would have been a lot more effective in breaking up the Pretty Boys. All right. I think that's what we got here. So I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, I will be back live after the episode of Big Brother Canada to recap that episode. And then Monday night, of course, I'll be back to host the roundtable, talk about the stock watch and all that good stuff. And if you did not check out the Corey interview that I did, where I asked her about her perspective as a juror and you know, to rank the remaining players in terms of who she's most likely to give her jury vote to, you can check that out. I believe it was attached to the end of yesterday's update. That was April 19th, the April 19th update. I believe it is at the end of that one. So if you are interested, you can check that out. Nikki points out that her rankings were interesting. I agree. They were interesting. In particular, Esty was last and Adam was above Mark, which was very surprising. So check those out. And get the full rankings and everything else. Like I said, she was very fresh out of the house. So she was also like, I think still had like adrenaline pumping. So it was an interesting interview and it was a very quick one. So check that out and let me know what you thought. All right. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. That's where you can let me know what you thought. And thanks for joining me. See you next time.